Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You know, today's wisdom moment is from Proverbs 21:20. Today's wisdom moment is from Proverbs 21:20. It says, "All a man's ways seem right to him, but the Lord weighs the heart." Think about it. Proverbs 21:2. All a man's ways seem right to him, but the Lord, think about it, the Lord weighs the heart. Imagine if you're in a grocery store and you're back and you're buying some beef or something or some fish, and they tell you, well, it's, you know, it's $2 a pound, whatever. And they take that. They don't take your word. You don't just go, okay. They take it and they put it on a scale and they weigh it out to find out if what you're saying is true. Uh-huh. And the weight of that fish or that meat says whether what you said was right or not.
Mm-hmm.
And they're weighing the product. Or if you say somebody's going to sell you an ounce of gold, think about it. That you just don't go, hey, thanks. You know, you say, well, let's just weigh that. Let's weigh it, right? Because mm-hmm. it needs to be an ounce, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And when you're looking at it, that God weighs our heart. You know, it's like you can say all the things you want to, but think about this, that when you're finished saying, God takes your heart and puts it on the Holy Spirit scale
mm-hmm.
to find out what we're really made out of. I mean, that alone, I mean, we should live our life understanding the issues of life flow from our heart, but so many people don't even think about the inside. They try to live about the outside and say, listen, it's the intentions of your heart. It's the attitudes of your heart. It's important what your heart is feeling when you're doing or not doing what you're doing. And God's telling us here, every way seems right to man, but God weighs the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And because of this, we have to understand that we're totally dependent on God. There's, you know what I'm saying? You can't, it's just total dependency on God. We have to humble ourselves. And, you know, humility, the definition of humility, according to the Ungers, I believe it is total dependency on God and respect for other people. Think about it. Total dependency on God and respect for other people. We're just dependent on him. That's why you can't get prideful. You can't get all cocky and all this kind of stuff, because you understand that, you know, God's going to keep you, and he's weighing your heart constantly. And, you know, and the heart is deceitfully above all things. You're just totally dependent on the mercy and the grace of God. And listen, no matter what, God, understand that when you say it is an ounce of gold, when you say it is 2 pounds of fish, when you say it is 2 pounds of meat, it's cool. But God is going to take that heart that said that, and he's going to put it on a scale.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. That's huge. So you think about it. God says, listen, God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. What does that mean? Well, it means a lot of things, but one way in regards to this, it means is, hey, you know, this is what I'm trying to do. This is what I desire to do, and I'm depending on God for this to happen. But you know what? It's always 4:15, right?
That's right.
James 4:15. Right. This is what you used to say. If it's in God's will, this will happen, or that'll happen. Or I'll do here, I'll go there. And we always say, and Pat just reminded me of the day that it's all, what time is it? It's always 4:15. And people don't like that because they want their will to come to pass, or they want it to happen how they perceived it would happen. But the truth is, it's always 4:15, James 4:15. But so God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. And he says, humble yourself. Peter says, humble yourself under God's mighty hand, and he'll lift you up. Listen, when you understand God's way in your heart, it's amazing to me the stance people take.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, so why would you want to take that stance? Don't you understand God's watching this?
Right.
Don't you know that we wrestled against we don't wrestle against people, flesh and blood, we wrestle against spiritual things. And so how you position yourself with people is very important, you know, in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And God's going to weigh that puppy out. You know, that puppy's going to put on the scale, and it's going to be weighed. That should put a fear of God in all of us to say, you know, I want my motives to be pure. I want just to kind of go with what God wants, you know. And so it's very important then that we don't become overconfident in ourselves. Our confidence should be in Christ in us. Our boldness is not that we're bold. It's the fact that Christ in us gives us a boldness for him. And Jesus tells us, he says, blessed are those who are poor in spirit. for those who will inherit the kingdom of God. And think about this, that it's okay to say, you know what? I'm aware that every way that I go seems right to me, because that's what he says. He says, all man's ways seem right to him, but the truth is, our Lord is going to weigh our heart. He's going to weigh our motives, our intentions, and all those different things. And that alone should cause us to go, you know what, God? I'll just be merciful to others who don't understand this. I will be graceful to other people. I'll be just merciful. It's just this, you know, you got it, God.
Right.
You got it, Lord. It's I know you're going to put this thing on a scale, and you're going to weigh it. And just because it seems right to you, be open to the fact it ain't right.
Right.
Be open to that. It shocks people.
Yeah.
Just be open that God's bigger than your thought life. He's bigger than your experience. He's bigger than what your plans are. And at any moment, even though he told you to go kill the lad at the top of Mount Moriah, don't do it if he tells you don't do it, because you're totally dependent on him. Today's wisdom moment is Proverbs 21. All a man's ways seem right to him, but the Lord weighs the heart.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.